This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. If you missed last week's show, we had Lori Ford and Gene, representatives of the group, the AZDCS Oversight Group. If you missed last week's show, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com. Go to the Father Matters website. You have got to listen to last week's show. Forward it to friends and families. We are going to continue. They came back this week to continue on the conversation. And we're just going to pick up from where we left off because time flies by really, 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 really fast. Gene, we didn't get a chance last week to hear what was the end results of your situation from 2018. We got a lot of emails and calls. People wanted to know whatever happened to Gene and her family. Did she ever get her kids back? So can you let the listeners know who emailed us all these questions about you? What was the end result from 2018?
So after
2 years ago, because now it's January of 2020. What happened?
Right. It's coming up on 2 years. So after an 8-month process of the battling the courts, the juvenile courts and everything, our rights were terminated based on the Phoenix Children's reports. We did, however, have a doctor out of Dayton, Ohio. He has been the head of the genetics department for 25 years, at the Children's Hospital out there. And he did say that my daughter had metabolic bone disease. And Phoenix Children's failed to recognize that. DCS failed to recognize his medical opinion. And the judge, he testified in the trial as well.
On your behalf?
Yes. And the judge looked over that as well and terminated our rights. That was in October of last year. Our last visit was November 5th, like I said last week. But for right now, the AZDCS Oversight Group is trying to hold DCS accountable for all the children, not just mine, not just Lori's granddaughter, but for all the children. Court watches are very, very important in this process because it just holds the judges and all the attorneys accountable for their actions.
And who is the court watches? Who's the court watch? Does people know about these services and programs or groups? And
We do have a court watch page that is ran by somebody else. And they do put the court watches. Anybody can reach out and ask us to court watch. If we are available, we will.
And that information, contact info?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the information through the Court Watch group?
Yes, it is just the Court Watch on the Facebook page.
Okay.
It is called Court Watch.
Okay.
So anybody can reach out and say, hey, I would like it if somebody were to be available to Court Watch.
And Court Watch meaning while they're going through their trial, while they're someone's sitting in the back. Okay.
Yeah. It's just the presence. And I mean, it's our constitutional right to be able to sit in a courtroom and observe and just watch in a public, proceeding.
DCS, all the courts in Arizona are open courts.
And Laura, what happened? What was the end result for your situation with your grandbaby?
Well, the alienation started by DCS immediately. There was a wedge that they did succeed in between my son and I. We still have a relationship. It's not nearly what it was. What happens is mother, DCS started the alienation process. Mother started it. DCS carried it on, and even the judge participated in
that.
So
where's your granddaughter right now?
So my granddaughter is now with her mother. And we have not seen her for over a year and a half.
And this is why you started the AZ, which is Arizona, AZDCS Oversight Group.
Yes.
Yes.
I started reaching out to people. You know, it's really easy to think that it's just you. It's just your family. You feel so alone. And so I started reaching out, and I found out it wasn't just us. And I found other people who were so grateful to have somebody reaching out to them, because they too felt that they were all alone. They felt that they were the only ones. And the problem is, if people feel that way and they're getting alienated from their own family members, there's a stigma that goes with a child being taken and seized by DCS. There's a stigma attached to that, because DCS and the courts have ran the narrative for this whole entire time. And so when you're finding out that this is happening to other people, it's like a relief that it's not just you or your family. And the stigmas that their narrative directs are not true.
And you know, DCS is very good at putting that in people's head. They will say, oh, your case is so unique. Oh my goodness, this is a very unique case. You know,
you've heard that from many families that you've come across.
Oh, absolutely. And I've been through that myself. This is a very unique case. This is very interesting. And so that made me believe that, oh, this doesn't happen to other people.
Until you spoke to other people.
Until I spoke to other people. And this was a couple months, you know, because I stayed quiet through my court process. You know, I didn't really, you know, reach out, because I did feel so alone. Yeah. I thought, you know, we're going to get justice. Justice will be served. We're okay. But through these juvenile courts, there is no due process. I mean, you should have a jury of your peers. They are taking your liberty interest away. I mean, that is in the Constitution. They cannot take your life, liberty, or property away without due process of law. And they are taking all these kids based off an ARS statute and giving the parents no due process whatsoever.
So if someone is going through similar, either Lori or Jean's situation, and they have nowhere to go, How do they get in touch with a group like yours? And this is a national radio show. Are you willing to maybe train or help groups get started in other states around the country? Because we get that question a lot.
Yes.
What is the first step? I'm listening to this. I've lost my child or my grandchild, and I'm listening to this radio show. I've never heard anyone like the AZDCS Oversight Group. How would I contact you, and what do you do to help me?
Please send us an email at azdcsoc@gmail.com. What we have done is, there has been different members of the group that go out and we advocate. We help parents realize that this is not a real court. What you're going to expect to go into this court is not going to happen. You're not going to get due process. So we kind of brace them for that. We give them the knowledge of the ASFA, the Adoption Safe Families Act. And we let them know, you know what? You can ask for a trial by jury of your peers. And that right there is going to, you know, cause some static in the court. But so we do, we give advice like that.
So you give advice.
Yeah.
And support.
We don't give legal advice.
Right. What else? Why should I call the AZDCS Oversight Group?
Well, it's very important to get out there into your community and really, you know, open your eyes to see what is going on. I mean, I have seen so many different cases, different variety of cases, and now I know for a fact that this is not okay what they're doing. You know, I could take my personal experiences with it and I could say, poor me, but I mean, this is happening to everybody, you know, that is in the going through the DCS process.
You know, the first thing to tell people, which is so important, is it's not you. This is not just happening to you. That right there is such a relief to hear for families that think it's them. It's only us. What did we do wrong? Guess what? You didn't do anything wrong. This is their pattern of practice. This is what they do. It's about money. It's not about your child. It's not in that best interest. It's in the best interest of the industry.
You also have something else you want to share with us. We're going to go into a commercial first. And Gene, you have some great information there that we're going to talk, because it's bigger than just the courts. You got some other information. But what I want to do is go into a commercial break so we can not interrupt you. So right now you're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. Today's guests are Lori Ford and Gene. They are from the group AZDCS Oversight Group. AZDCS Oversight Group. We're going to hear more from Lori and Gene after this commercial break. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. And if you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. At the end, just before we did the commercial, Gene, you wanted to share a little bit. I know we was kind of hearing what you've been through and what a lot of people are going through personally with DCS, but you also have, there's another side that there is a need for DCS. You would agree?
I would say that there is somewhat of a need for DCS in the sense that if that child has no family members to go to and they need to find a place for these children, but to deny family is not okay. Also, with the whole process, I mean, you're taking children, parents' children away from them, and none of these parents are getting arrested. It needs to be in a criminal court of record. Juvenile court is not a court of record. Wow. And so if that child is truly being abused, of course I don't want them to be in that situation, but there needs to be a process.
So you're saying what's going on, there's kids being, children being taken away because of something maybe criminally that they discovered, but no one is being arrested for why they feel that these children need to be taken away.
Right.
That's because these are just allegations. They're not charges put on these parents. They're just allegations. So there is no facts. Allegation is not a fact. So Yes, in some cases they will send over the case to a prosecutor who will then pick up the case and prosecute the parents. Great. If a prosecutor is going to pick up that case, then I think that something may have happened. But my case, for example, a prosecutor hasn't picked up the case, but my daughter was so badly, quote, abused, but we're not in jail. Like, that is my biggest thing, is because if abuse happened to my daughter, don't you think that somebody would be held accountable for that, to give my daughter some justice? But unfortunately, it doesn't happen that way.
The other thing that I want to bounce off on that is DCS will allege abuse by one parent or both parents or whatever. So what they do, I mean, Vance, we claim that what's going on in DCS right now with DCS, with them going into homes and seizing children on an anonymous phone call from maybe a neighbor that's mad at you or whatever. And immediately now when the child crosses that threshold with the DCS worker, the state gets $4,000 to $7,000 per child just at that instance. So we do believe that this is a form of human trafficking. Human trafficking is trafficking human beings for money. So this is about money. What goes on is, this is mind-blowing. You, as the parent, you are put in a database. It's called the Central Registry. So you are on that registry for 25 years. So it's alerted if you have another child. It comes up in the hospitals. Schools have access to it. Doctors have access to it. And so you're on there for 25 years. So say that your child that was taken, and that child has a child. So it goes on generation after generation after generation. And I claim that is their own human trafficking database.
If you get your child back a year later or 6 months later, are you still?
Yes.
So you are still on that database.
And here's the thing about that is, again, it goes back to, these are just allegations. Mm-hmm. And I used to work in a preschool. And if I ever wanted to get back into working with children, because I loved working with children, I couldn't. Because that preschool is going to contact, mm-hmm. however they contact, I'm not really sure how they contact them.
Background, doing the background check.
Right, it's part of their background check. I mean, I fingerprint clearance, I pass, you know. But as far as that aspect, I won't be able to do that for 25 years.
We have parents, Vance, that are, they're dental hygienists.
Okay.
They're not allowed to work on children because they're in that database. So it's very hard for them to get employment. And it's their own, it's national database. So, you know, Child Protective Services nationwide has their own human trafficking database that they can just keep going and taking kids.
Now let's take a sex offender, for example. They were convicted of a crime.
Yes.
So they are put on this list. Perfect. I would want to know if somebody is living next to me. But these parents are not even being convicted, and they are on this list for 25 years.
What else does AZDCS Oversight Group do? What services provide? What else do you guys do?
Sure. We inform and teach people how to do judicial complaints. You know, there's people that they have no clue that you can even put in a judicial complaint against we call them black robes in the dependency courts and in the family courts, because those courts are administrative. Keyword, administrative. They look like a judge. They're sitting up there on the bench high and mighty in their black robe. They're not judges. They're administrative leaders in that courtroom. Administrative is administrative meetings. You know, it's a business. So they're having these administrative meetings that you're invited to.
Wow.
But they're all together for the same business. So we do teach the judicial complaints. We are doing a lot of legislation. We are writing bills. One of them is get some juries back in there. We need juries in these courts.
Juries in family courts?
Family courts and the dependency courts.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Let a jury decide. Somebody that's not getting paid out of the same kitty. We have missing children out of DCS.
Yeah. Gene, you wanted to touch on that. We were doing a commercial. You bring that up. Touch on that a little bit.
Yeah. So currently, there are 37 missing children for the fiscal year 2020. I apologize. Now, fiscal years, they run from July 1st to June 30th. So within, let's call it 5 months, there are 37 missing kids from the DCS system already.
And what do you mean by missing? Meaning they took them from the family, they're supposed to place them, but no one tracked them.
They're missing.
And this
it just says missing children. There also is a category on here that says no ID placement. Now, we have still not gotten a clear explanation on what no ID placement is, and currently there's 221. Again, this is in 5 months. 221 no ID placements. We are still waiting on confirmation on exactly what that means, and nobody has been able to answer that. We have 184 runaway children. This is all under 18. It could be, you know,
they ran away from where they were placed.
Ran away from their placement. I mean, the missing children is what worries us. And we go to these meetings every other week for answers.
What meetings are you talking about?
It is a meeting with Senator David Farnsworth, and he is trying to get to the bottom of where these children are.
And this has not been on the news?
The missing children. So what we have done is we had put a bill together, and I will let Lori kind of explain that bill. Okay. But this is a bill that we did because we were attending the missing children's meetings with David Farnsworth.
Yeah, we have been asking about these missing children for over a year. Greg McKay used to be the director of the Department of Child Safety. Just a punk. No answers. Nothing from this guy. Secret. Everything was a secret with him. So we still haven't gotten any answers from the new director, Mike Faust. So what we did, we are dropping a bill. It's called CEDA, and it stands for Child in Distress Alert. And what we want to happen is immediately when these children are missing from DCS custody, that it's similar to a Amber Alert. Anyway, this would be Arizona. And the Department of Safety would be responsible for putting this alert out. We do need to get this bill passed. That's huge. An alert will come out then and say, hey, we have a missing child.
Let me ask you this, because we're down to the last 2 minutes. How are you guys getting funded? Are you a nonprofit, or can people donate to help? How can people help what you're doing at AZDCS Oversight Group?
We are not a nonprofit. We do not want to become a 501c3. We do not want to be under the thumb of any government entity. So right now we are just doing everything out of our own pockets. And it does get expensive going all over to these court hearings and being court watchers and, you know, just it's expensive. So if people do feel like they want to help us help people, azdcsoc@gmail.com, for a PayPal donation.
A PayPal? So you have a PayPal account?
Yes.
Okay, say that one more time.
azdcsoc@gmail.com.
We got 30 seconds. How can people get in touch with you? How can our listeners reach you?
They can go to Twitter, and our Twitter handle is @AZDCSWarriors. We also have a YouTube channel under AZDCS Oversight Group. They can contact us through any of those contacts.
Thank you both, Lori and Jean, for joining us. Thank you so much for coming back 2 weeks in a row. Thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you and God bless.